You're listening to the Digital Insurance Agent Podcast. In each episode, we explore the latest trends, tools, and strategies for growing your insurance agency in the digital age. Join host Carl Willis, a seasoned financial services digital marketing consultant, as he interviews industry experts, shares success stories, and provides actionable tips to help you stay ahead of the curve and build a successful and sustainable insurance agency in today's ever-evolving market. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, this show is the ultimate guide to help you modernize your business and thrive in the digital world.
Welcome to the Digital Insurance Agent Podcast. It's so good to have you today. Joining me is Jay Abdulaziz. A little of his biography: he has over two decades of invaluable experience in the insurance and call center industry. And as a business success consultant, Jay excels in call center startup setup, optimizing existing operations for increased profitability. And a little bit of his background: he's born to immigrant parents, changed school year after year, and had to start working at an early age. He started working in telemarketing from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., doing vacation sales, and then transitioned into health insurance phone sales after high school. And since then, he has excelled, quickly advanced into management, started his own agency in 2011, generated over $120 million in commissions and over $350 million in insurance premiums. And Jay and his story have actually been featured on NBC with one of the original sharks on Shark Tank, Kevin Harrington. So, Jay, it's great to have you with us today.
Awesome to be here.
Hey, Jay, so let's start with your background. Tell us a little bit about more of the backstory, fill in some of those gaps, and we'll go from there.
Sure. So, you know, as you mentioned, I found a vacation sales job working from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. It really correlated with my high school schedule. And prior to that, I was a sandwich artist at Subway. My uncles owned all the Subways around the South Florida area. So I was looking to make some more money and work during the weekdays during my school schedule. Anyway, kind of just found an ad in the paper and joined. Didn't really know that I was going to fall in love with the over-the-phone sales process, but I did. I worked the vacation for a couple of years, and then I got into the insurance side. My manager, he left. He started into an insurance agency, so I ended up at the insurance agency. And oddly enough, when I joined, there was a lot of middle-aged men that were wanting to that were selling insurance, and honestly, they weren't doing such a great job. So, you know, my manager knew I was really good at vacation, so I had become really good. So he's like, hey, can you please help me implement some strategies to our sales floor? So the first thing that we did, me and a colleague of mine, we basically implemented our vacation script to the insurance sector. At the time, there were no scripts. There really wasn't any, you know, rebuttals. There was no, you know, there was no training. What they really did was threw a packet of benefits on our desk and said, figure it out. So we really had to implement that script. Long story short, you know, I ended up climbing the ladder, went to assistant manager, manager, director of operations over a few different operations. And then in 2010, you know, I attempted to open my first agency, kind of a test run with a partnership. But in 2011, I officially started my first insurance agency that became successful. And, you know, over time, we grew up to 10 different locations. Some of them I had ownership in. Others were just downline operations. In 2017, really got involved with life insurance. So at this point in time, really our biggest sectors are health insurance and life insurance, specifically final expense for health insurance, specifically ACA.
Fantastic. So let's talk about that a little bit. How did you determine, you know, where you wanted to niche down? How did you decide on those two specific lines in particular?
So ACA, I mean, it started out, in the under 65 space. At the time, there were, you know, limited med plans were really popular. They were popular because there was a big gap in the market. So there were people that A, couldn't afford major medical health insurance, or two, someone that couldn't qualify for major medical health insurance. So those two reasons were, you know, if somebody couldn't get health insurance, they basically just had to be without coverage unless they got insurance through a job. Someone that was losing their job, COBRA option was way too expensive. Obviously, for someone that lost a job, to pay COBRA, you know, they just couldn't do it. So there was a real market for a limited med product. So when I initially transitioned from the vacation sales over to health insurance, the limited med products are really, that was the main focus of the agency. So that didn't really, that's not really something I chose. It kind of chose me, right? So then as time went on and Obamacare became a product that became popular and affordable for Americans, things transitioned over from U65 limited med products over to ACA. And then somewhere along the way, my partner decided that he wanted to focus on final expense and really did a great job in building the final expense sector for us, you know, the lead generation side and the sales side. So now collectively between our, you know, our conglomerate, now we have ACA, you know, we do lots of lead generation for ACA, sales on the agency side, final expense, we do lead generation for final expense, and then sales as well. So those are kind of our areas of focus that we ended up, you know, specializing in.
Excellent. So along the way, you know, what were some of the early challenges you faced when you were, kind of really testing this idea? You knew it worked in one vertical. Now you're bringing it over into this new vertical. What were some of the challenges you had to face? What was some of that process like?
Sure. So I always believe in single focused operations. I don't like to, you know, bring in multiple lines of insurance or multiple lines of anything, right? So I think our early challenges were just challenges any entrepreneur faces, you know, lead generation, sales processes, you know, how to get everyone on the same accord, transfer of information, recruiting processes, training, you know, just management overall, big structure, and then retention of customers, retention of agents and employees. So a lot of those things were a lot of our pain points, and we did a really good job early on with sort of recognizing opportunities and leaks within our operation. And that really allowed us to really optimize and become better and better as time went on.
Excellent. And then, you know, you began to prove out your concept, and then you took it to scale. So kind of describe that process. How did you prove it out? And then what were some of the scaling steps that you took?
So interestingly enough, you know, starting out, the way we really proved it, you know, we had our agents hand dialing. They weren't really on any sophisticated technology or dialers at the time. And, you know, we were again, hand dialing. We were working day shifts, night shifts, really proving out the concepts. And what really, you know, early on, even when I was a manager and director of operations, my big focus was on the lead generation and our all-in cost per acquisition. So going into it, we made sure to have a target cost per acquisition. We started out with a very high cost per acquisition, but as we were able to improve our leads within our own house, as we were able to implement technology, we were able to bring down that cost per acquisition. And the way we scaled it is by implementing that same technology, but really stacking it. So just our tech stack became really sophisticated in the sense that, you know, we had our systems communicating with just our, you know, social media, our social ads. So a lot of what we run are, you know, paid search ads on social media, Facebook, YouTube, Google, Bing, et cetera. And so once we were able to have the systems kind of talking to each other and have speed to lead, we were able to get leads in almost better than real time to our agents. And that's what really allowed us to now build more agents. And, you know, one thing that I really believe in and like to do is build little teams of 10 agents. So we'll build a team of 10 agents. We'll get them a manager, a team leader, a validator, verifier, and we'll build many of those different teams and, you know, just our tech stack and our custom built stuff really allowed us to scale our operations.
Excellent. I think you brought up something important. I'd like you to elaborate a little more on that. And that's the speed to lead, speed of follow-up, speed of making that point of contact. Talk a little more about that.
Sure. So when we first started, I told you we were hand dialing leads. So what was happening is we were generating these web forms. The web form would come hit our system and it would sit there for minutes before an agent really got around to it and hand dialed that lead, right? When we started to implement our technology, we implemented power dialing, which was basically one-to-one dialing. And the problem that dialer solved for us was speed to lead. So what would happen is an agent would sit there and just hit next call. It would ring, a customer would either answer or not answer, and the agent would just hit next call. What would happen when we implemented this technology is the lead would post in real time, and as agents were hitting next, within milliseconds, that lead would get dialed. So speed to lead really became, it cut down from minutes to get a lead on a call down to milliseconds. When it got down to milliseconds, we were the first ones to get in contact with this customer that may have filled multiple applications out, who knows? And we got a contact almost every single time to the point where customers would say, oh my God, that was fast. I just hit submit, not even a second ago. My computer's not even done loading yet. So that's the speed to lead that I mean. And now everything that we do is all consumer initiated inbound calls. So we don't even dial out on those, you know, web forms anymore. We kind of do, but the web forms are way less now. We do a lot of consumer initiated inbound calls, but speed to lead, you know, that's what I mean. And when we were able to do that, we just saw our, you know, I'll kind of go to a lot of new entrepreneurs or new downlines that we bring on. One of the things they're afraid to do early on is spend money on their tech stack. And what I realized is that investment just turned out to pay us 20x because now we were hitting these leads so fast that we were able to go ahead and scale our spend. And we were able to scale our agents. So agent growth and lead growth went through the roof because of the tech stack that we implemented.
I think that's probably one of the best gold nuggets you could have dropped right there. That investment in technology pays ridiculous dividends. So something that you kind of brushed on here for a minute, and that's the social media aspect. That's where you're running a lot of your ad campaigns, those types of things. How has the advancement and just really growth of social media affected your lead generation process?
Tremendously. And, you know, a lot of people think that for whatever reason, social media doesn't have good lead flow, especially in the final expense sector where there's a lot of older people. So, you know, I would argue that we've seen tremendous success and all areas of social media. Now, does it hit every single day? Obviously not, but we're able to get tons and tons of volume compared to mailers. Some of the old school strategies are mailers, you know, standing outside of Walmart and Walgreens with a stand, you know, knocking on doors. You know, those things are obviously sort of independent agent, field agent practices. But agencies still utilize some of those practices. And what I've realized is that casting a web on social media, on Google, pay-per-search, Bing, you know, has made tremendous, you know, has it given us tremendous growth because now we're able to bring on fronters or pre-qualifiers that could take those calls, filter them, and get a qualified call over to an agent that can now help someone that's actually qualified. So it's just turned out great for us. But you know, a lot of the agents that I talk to they still are working on some of their old school methods.
Sure. So one of the things you and I were talking about earlier is you've kind of expanded now to where you're assisting agents with their lead flow, and that's always the decision. They can try and duplicate what you've done, but they don't have the time for the learning curve and probably don't have the resources behind it. So if you want to talk a little bit about that, how you've made that pivot, some of the things that that you're doing to help other agents.
Sure. Yeah, we help agents generate their own leads. For now, what we do is any agent that wants to come on board, really agencies that have multiple agents ask us for leads. And what we do is we generate so many leads for our own in-house agency, we are able to sell some of our overflow down to our agents. Some agents like to buy leads from other lead vendors. The downside that I noticed the few times that I've tried buying leads from other lead vendors have an objective. Their objective is to push as much volume as humanly possible. So the kind of ads that they may run, they have to control their cost per call or cost per lead, and they have to make that profit, right? So their job, their goal, you have to trust people to be who they are. Their goal is to push as much volume to you as possible so they can make that margin, right? They're on a volume play. What agents realize about us is that we're generating these leads, optimizing for quality because we need them to convert in-house. So when we sell our overflow to agents, they might be slightly more expensive than a lead vendor. But our lead, it's because we spend the extra money making sure the lead is qualified and actually converts. So final expense and ACA, those are the two areas where we generate our leads in-house for our own agents, and we'll sell our overflow usually to our downlines. And then if there's any external buyers, if calls are kind of hitting the floor, we'll also sell some of that overflow of the overflow to external buyers. And there's external buyers that have really had success and they continue to take leads.
That's awesome. So any final, words of wisdom, things that you would want to put in front of our audience, if you were to name off some golden nuggets that you think might be helpful to anybody listening?
Yeah, I have something for your audience. Before I became a lead generator and an agency owner, I was a closer. So if your agents want to go to onecallclosesale.com, there's a free PDF that you can download. It's a 9-page PDF that has all my methods on a one call close. Insurance agents, we love the follow-up. Our agents do a great job following up. But in reality, if someone's calling you or filled out an application expressing interest, it's probably best to close them now. How do you do that? Closing on the first call is an art. So once again, I'm going to spell this out. onecallclosesale.com, all spelled out, one word. If you go there, you can download a free 9-page PDF on how to one call close. If you want to reach our lead site, you can go to kissmedia.net. That's KISS. I live by that. Keep it simple, stupid. Kissmedia.net. And you can go there and see the different verticals that we're in, final expense, ACA. One of the things that I'll say is that if you want to be in the insurance vertical long term, it's definitely worth the investment to try to figure out how to generate your own leads. We are a marketing consulting firm. You can contact us and we'll show you how to generate your own leads. We'll kind of share some of the methods that we implement. And what's interesting about this is that nothing that we do lasts forever. In the marketing space, things are changing day by day, hour by hour. And what that means is an ad that I put up today, it might last me a day, a week, a month, 2 months, and then after that, you have to figure out a new strategy. So it's an ever-evolving, big black hole. You have to continue testing, throwing resources at it. Sometimes things work, sometimes don't. But we as a marketing agency have things pretty dialed in. So we can get you leads for now and show you guys how to implement some strategies on how to generate your own leads. And we do that for our downlines.
Fantastic. And then Jay, if somebody wants to learn more about you, where can they find out more information about you?
They can go to jabdulaziz.com. I know the last name is a little complicated. That's ABDULAZIZ. So JAYABDULAZIZ.com. Or you could go to the onecallclosesale.com. That's my website as well. And that's where you could download the free PDF and even schedule a consultation. And for your audience, I'll do a first consultation for free.
Fantastic. And Jay, you've dropped some amazing nuggets there. I love what you've discussed about continual lead flow, about investing into your business, into your technology, into your marketing. I think so many agents struggle with that. They see marketing as an expense and not an investment. And so beautiful, beautiful pieces of wisdom from you today. Any final thoughts before we close out?
No, that's pretty, you know, I think we covered it all. And the last thing that I'll say is that if you're thinking about getting into the insurance space, best space that I've ever been in, you know, a lot of agents do it for the residual income. But right when you start to see some success, you realize for some people, at least for me, that it really becomes a passion. And at some point, it's not even about the money anymore. It's just a game. It's about how much can you grow and how big can you get. And I love it.
Fantastic. Jay, it's been great having you on the podcast today. Wish you the best in everything that you do. And hope that the rest of you will join us in the future. Take care.
Thank you.